It's time for Kaboom! Thanks for joining us for another chapter in the exciting summer series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
A whole new mystery is starting up today. Here is The Rash of Robbings, Part 1.
Here we go!
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. If you've gotten this far, you're probably aware of some of the cases I've encountered, including deflated tires, crashed computers, and strange smells. But the case we were about to encounter was the most layered, complicated case we had yet faced. It all started one day when I was delivering a form to the office for Mrs. Turbot.
You can just put those request forms right there with the others, Quentin.
Hey, this is another request for a paperclip dispenser. That's what Mrs. Turbot wants.
Excuse me, Mrs. Furble. Have you seen my paperclip dispenser?
Why, no, Mr. Clacker.
Also, have you seen my computer mouse?
No, I haven't.
Get Mrs. Zetabyte down here right away. I need one if I'm gonna do these reports.
I hope everyone finds everything, especially the paperclip dispensers. Have a nice day, Mrs. Furble.
Quentin, Chief, any mysteries?
Funny you should ask. Things seem to be missing. Mrs. Turbot asked me to request a new paperclip dispenser. Others are missing theirs. And Mr. Clacker can't find his computer mouse.
And Ms. Matisse is really upset that someone took her favorite paintbrush.
Sam, I think we've got a case. It sounds like rampant petty larceny.
Is that a disease?
No, it's theft. Someone is stealing things.
Here you go again with unnecessary words. My grandmother says in practicing writing, one should omit needless words, and that is true for speaking, which we are doing. And Chief, it doesn't make sense that one person would be stealing all that stuff. I mean, how many paperclip dispensers do you need?
Perhaps they're just stealing for the joy of stealing.
Who enjoys stealing paperclip dispensers?
I think you know whom.
Who?
Whom? You know whom.
I do?
You do.
Maybe you should tell me, because I think I just forgot.
The Burmicks!
I don't think so.
I'm sure of it.
I don't know, Chief. I heard the Burmicks are already in trouble for hanging rolls of toilet paper out of the science class windows. And if they get caught doing anything else, Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, will give them detention for life.
Sam, you can't have detention for life.
You can if Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, catches you. He has tremendous reach and power.
The Burmicks love to sow the seeds of social discord.
I don't know what that means, but I think they just do stuff to do it.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Sydney.
Hi. Hello, Quentin.
Hello, Sydney.
What are you doing with a toilet plunger?
My mom asked me to go get this and bring it to her. It was in the girls' bathroom in the science wing. She can't find her other one.
Someone stolen the school's plunger?
She probably just misplaced it. No one would steal a toilet plunger.
Maybe simply to sow the seeds of social discord.
What are you talking about?
He means doing stuff just to do it.
Someone seems to be pilfering things all over the school.
Like what?
Paperclip dispensers.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Mr. Clacker's mouse.
That's more ridiculous.
What about Ms. Matisse's favorite paintbrush?
This isn't striking me as a major crime wave. I gotta go. Mom's waiting, and she has a lot to do before the dance on Friday night.
What dance?
You know, the dance.
What dance?
The big all-school dance. Everybody's going. I might even go. Not to dance, but because I understand they will be serving interesting appetizers.
Good luck with your crime wave. I'll see you guys later.
Gee, Chief, I would think you would want to go to the dance.
It doesn't seem very important to me.
After all, Dolly is one of the organizers.
Wait. Dolores Crupler is gonna be there?
Uh-oh. I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Would you happen to know if Dolores is going to the dance with anyone?
You want to take her to the dance?
Well, not take her, but I could meet her there. And while I wouldn't monopolize all her time, especially since she is the prom queen...
I didn't call her the prom queen. She's one of the organizers.
She'll be very busy, but I would be happy to escort her in her quiet moments or perhaps just... share a dance or two.
That's what you want?
Just as important, attending the dance might give us a chance of investigating the rash of robbings sweeping the school.
I thought you said you were sure it was the Burmicks.
I did. And just maybe the Burmicks will be going to the dance. And just maybe they will be looking for something to steal during the dance while no one is looking. And just maybe we can catch them red-handed, finally, for good!
While you're dancing with Dolly?
Dolores. I'll just ask Dolores Crupler if she has an escort.
Okay, Chief. But I think you shouldn't use that word. Just ask her if she wants to dance.
I'm sure she'll appreciate a formal invitation.
I don't get it, but okay.
I ignored my assistant's protests. While Sam is faithful and responsive, he lacks a certain sensitivity to matters of the heart. But we would soon make progress concerning the rash of robbings. The next day before school began, Sam and I came upon some very incriminating evidence. I'll see you in English, Sam. Keep your eyes peeled for evidence. Anything suspicious. Pay attention when anyone says they've had something taken from them.
Quentin, look over there. It's the Burmix, coming out of Mrs. Plum's storage closet.
Please listen while I... Wait, look! It's the Burmix, coming out of Mrs. Plum's storage closet!
I said that.
They're carrying a suspicious bag. Let's go investigate. Come on!
Right, Chief.
Jimmy, Timmy, wait! Stop right there!
What?
Yeah, what?
What are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Right, nothing.
N-O-T-H-I-N-G.
What were you doing in the storage closet? And exactly what do you have in that bag?
Nothing important.
At all.
If you don't mind, I'd like to take a look in the bag.
Okay.
Let me just see.
A box of chicken nuggets?
Why do you have chicken nuggets?
In case we get hungry.
Then we'd have a snack.
You guys can't eat raw chicken nuggets.
Yes, we can.
These are pre-cooked.
Wow, I didn't know you could do that.
One more question. What were you doing in the closet?
Nothing.
We went in there.
By mistake.
Gotta go.
Bye.
I don't believe their story. Let's just take a peek in the closet. Look over here. A chicken nugget. Why would they leave a chicken nugget on the floor?
Maybe they dropped one when they came in here to eat them, so nobody else would see them and ask for one, like me.
Something strange is going on here. I suspected the Burmix were behind the rash of robbings. But what did chicken nuggets have to do with it? In the meantime, that day at lunch, I had an unfortunate social interaction in the lunchroom. Look, Sam, it's Dolores Crupler.
Honest, Chief, I think you should think about something else. She's not what you think.
I have to ask her about the dance. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, I'll finish your French fries.
Excuse me, Dolores. Dolores, wait a minute.
What?
Hi. Hello.
Do I know you?
Let me introduce myself again. I'm Quentin. Quentin Manning. Perhaps you'll remember I'm the detective that found the chipmunk head.
Oh, right. That was a complete bummer. That was your fault, right?
Well, I wouldn't use the word fault.
I hated being the mascot.
So, Dolores, I understand you're the queen of the prom.
I'm like on the planning committee for the dance.
And I'm wondering if you've even thought about what you'll do at the prom. I was wondering, or it occurred to me that if maybe it would make sense if you were interested. I mean, I could... Would you like me to accompany you at the dance?
What?
Or not accompany, you know, just if you might share a dance with me when you weren't busy organizing. Or something.
No thanks.
Okay then. That's great. I understand.
Okay.
Okay. Have a nice day. And see you at the dance.
Hey Chief, how did it go?
I've decided not to go to the dance.
She said no?
Of course not! She's just very busy.
Chief, you've got to forget about her. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Sam.
You're hopeless.
Hopeful.
Hopeless. Yeesh.
I will admit it. I was disappointed. Luckily, my mind was taken up with the more pressing problem. The rash of robbings continued, and I was going to catch the culprits. Later that day... Sydney, wait a minute.
Yeah, Quentin?
I'm just wondering if your mother is reporting any more thefts.
Who wants to know?
I would. I happen to be investigating.
Right, of course. Well, I can tell you my mom found some paperclip dispensers, Mr. Clacker's computer mouse, and her missing plunger. And some half-eaten chicken nuggets.
Where were they?
In the cafeteria kitchen behind the floor polisher.
This confirms my suspicions about who is stealing things.
Who is it?
The Burmix twins.
The Burmix twins are stealing plungers and paperclip dispensers? Why would they do that?
To sow the seeds of social discord.
What?
It's something detectives say.
Good. Now we've set a trap for them. Would you like to accompany us? You'll see true detectives at work.
Okay, I guess. I've got a free period.
Super. I've always wanted you to join our detective agency.
Sam!
I'm not joining your detective agency.
Follow me. Just at the end of this hall. Okay. It just so happens that some repairmen have left some building materials under these plastic tarps. They're perfectly situated. We'll just climb under them and watch through the little grommet holes.
This is called a stakeout. We hide so people don't notice us.
I don't see how hiding under these tarps is gonna help us catch the vermix.
Quick, just get under them. The class period is almost over and kids will be coming in the hallway.
Come on, Sydney. You can crouch next to me.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Okay, now we have to be quiet. You'll notice we are directly across from a closet.
That's my mom's storage closet.
We have very good reason to believe that the Burmics often go in there. And earlier, we placed a paperclip dispenser in that closet.
It's my grandmother's paperclip dispenser. I didn't tell her I was borrowing it, so we have to bring it back.
The Burmics will pass right by this closet on their way to the next class. The Burmics, eager to continue their rash of robbings, will not be able to help themselves. They often go in there to eat chicken nuggets. They
go into my mom's storage closet to eat chicken nuggets?
Cold chicken nuggets. But don't worry, they're pre-cooked.
When they take the paperclip dispenser, we'll catch them with the stolen goods. Quiet! Assume the posture of invisibility!
What?
Imagine you're invisible, and you become invisible. It always works.
Do you see anything?
Actually, I can't see anything at all. I don't have a grommet hole.
I can't see anything either. Something's covered my grommet hole.
I can see.
You can? What do you see?
Kids going to class? Here's the Burmics. They're coming this way.
This is it. What are they doing?
They just walked by the closet.
What?
Yeah. Right by it, down the hall, they're out of view.
They didn't stop. They must have known we were here.
How would they know that?
Maybe one of us wasn't assuming the posture of invisibility.
I've gotta go.
Me too. Let me get my grandmother's paperclip dispenser. It's gone! Someone took it!
Well, I guess it's not the Burmics.
What am I gonna tell my grandmother? She needs paperclips!
That did not go as expected. The Burmics may be committing thefts, but it means someone else is too. We were back to square one. That night, following in the footsteps of my literary role model, Deke Benchley, I made a list of everything I knew. Nothing was clicking. I knew I was missing some important piece of information. I called my assistant and told him to meet me at the school at 7 a.m., when we could investigate further.
I can't believe I'm here.
You're going to thank me for this later. We'll solve this rash of robbings.
It makes me itch when you say that.
Pay attention to every little thing. Notice, for instance, how this door doesn't quite close. Like maybe...
Quentin!
Someone has propped it open for some reason.
Quentin, look!
We should look at the door hinges carefully. Perhaps...
Quentin, look! I just saw one of the Burmics.
You did? Why didn't you tell me? Where?
He just passed by at the head of the hall, headed for the computer labs.
Quick, let's go! Stop! Don't run around the corner yet. Let me peek first.
What do you see?
He just went into the computer lab. Maybe he's stealing another computer mouse. Let's go!
Okay.
We better crawl. Stay low. People don't see you if you're not at eye level.
What?
In Deke Benchley number 27.
Okay. We'll crawl.
Timmy. Here, Timmy. I've got a chicken nugget.
Here he comes.
Posture of invisibility.
Right. Invisibility.
Hey, you guys, what are you doing?
More importantly, what do you think you're doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing with that chicken nugget in your hand?
Nothing.
Why are you calling for your brother?
What?
I heard you calling for Timmy.
Oh, yeah, right, that's it.
That's what?
I was calling for my brother. He came into the school early to look for something lost, like a lost book. Right, a math book. A lost math book. And then he got lost, so I came in to find him, and I'm looking for him.
With a chicken nugget?
Yeah, Mr. Rash of Robbings. A chicken nugget? I'll just take that.
You wouldn't like to confess anything?
I'm looking for my lost brother with his favorite food, chicken nuggets.
Cold chicken nuggets?
Even better. He loves them cold. So do I, see? Mmm. So good. So just leave me alone while I look for my brother. Timmy, chicken nuggets.
Sam, I think we're very close to solving this crime. We've got to find Timmy. He's probably stealing something.
Quentin!
Shh! We have to be quiet so we can catch.
Quentin, I just saw him. He disappeared into one of the math classes.
Let's go!
It was this room.
Shh! Listen.
Jimmy, I've got a chicken nugget. Fresh meat. Jimmy, please come out.
Here he comes.
Quick, posture of invisibility.
Hi, Quentin and Sam.
Okay, I'm beginning to think the posture of invisibility is lacking something.
What are you doing crawling around on the floor?
More importantly, what are you doing here this early in the morning?
What?
Do you know your brother is looking for you?
That's weird, he knows I'm here.
Then why was he calling your name?
Really? Huh.
And you are looking for your brother, it seems.
What?
You're calling out his name, and each of you is holding a chicken nugget. I suppose, like your brother, you're going to say that you're looking for him and using chicken nuggets as a lure.
I am. I mean, yes, I am. That's right. That's it. I'm looking for Jimmy. Have you seen him?
Timmy!
Jimmy!
I was looking for you.
And I was looking for you.
I found you.
I found you.
We found each other.
Here, have a chicken nugget.
Thanks, you have one too.
See you guys.
Yeah, see you in class.
Something is going on here, and we'll get to the bottom of it.
I think what's going on is the Burmic twins are crazy and live in a different universe.
Whatever they're doing, we have to figure it out. We'll have to meet after school, when everyone has left.
No! My afternoon snack! My grandmother is making me ants on a log. A very healthy snack.
Snacks can wait. Stopping the rash of robbings is more important.
I should have asked them for a chicken nugget. It's hours until lunch.
That day at school, the thefts continued. A roll of toilet paper from the faculty restroom, a handful of wooden tongue depressors from the nurse's office, and Mr. Clacker's new computer mouse. And that afternoon, at the end of the last period, Mr. Clacker came on the intercom. Sam and I were in study hall.
Attention all students, attention all students, attention all staff. Please stop what you're doing.
Chief, it's Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline.
Sam, you don't have to say his full title every time you say his name. Everyone knows his title.
This is Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline. We have a thief in our school. It's been going on for a week now, and it's gonna stop. My advice to whomever is causing this mayhem is to turn yourself in now. If you don't, the punishment will be more severe. I'm talking about detention for life. Have a nice day.
I told you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, someone's in trouble.
All the more reason for us to get to the bottom of this. As soon as the bell rings. Let's get our books from our lockers, then hide in the storage closet until most people have left.
No closets, absolutely no closets.
Okay, we'll find a vacant room.
And no closed doors.
I don't know why you're so worried.
Because I have a long memory.
Okay, I know what we'll do. We'll hang out in the kitchen of the cafeteria. Everyone will have left, and there's no doors at one end, so we can't get locked in.
The kitchen, excellent idea. Maybe the refrigerators will be open.
We're trying to stop thieves from taking things, not find something to eat.
Right, yes. I knew that.
We made our way, surreptitiously, to the cafeteria. It was empty. And as it so happened, it was exactly where we needed to be.
Quentin, I know we're investigating, but I wanted to talk to you about the dance.
We have more important things to do right now.
I think you should go because—
Sam, shh! Footsteps. Someone's coming. Here, in this closet!
No!
Shh, quick!
This is exactly what I was afraid of. It's a mess in here. It reminds me of my grandmother, who says when she just piles up her stuff, she's no better than a pack rat.
Shh, listen.
Jimmy, Jimmy, where are you?
It's Timmy, and he's looking for Jimmy again.
Timmy, Timmy, come out.
It's Jimmy. He's looking for Timmy.
Jimmy, I've got a chicken nugget.
Timmy, I've got a chicken nugget. Where are you?
This makes no sense.
They're crazy.
Wait, I have it.
You have what?
Your grandmother is a pack rat. I know what's going on.
What?
Yes, that's it. I've solved the mystery. We're getting out. Oh, it won't open.
I knew it.
Help, help. Jimmy, Timmy, let us out.
Ghosts.
No, no, we're not ghosts!
Let us out, please! This is Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice!
And Sam, Assistant Detective for Justice. Help! We're dying in here!
Sam?
Quentin?
It's the light! I can see!
We thought you were the ghost of the dumpster.
What are you guys doing?
We're on a stakeout. We're trying to stop the rash of robberies racing through the lifeblood of our beloved educational institution.
Sowing the seeds of social discord.
And perhaps you'd like to tell us what you are doing here. Or perhaps, instead, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Chief, what are you talking about?
Someone is stealing things in school. And though I was sure it was you, Jimmy and Timmy, I was wrong. Still, I couldn't help but suspect that you were behind it all. So, who could be stealing things, thefts tied to you, but not done by you?
I feel like I'm in a detective radio drama. Who is it?
The answer is, it is not a person stealing things. But it is a living thing. Actually, two living things.
I am completely lost.
I understand your confusion, Sam. It's all right. I'm the head detective. Jimmy and Timmy, you have released your pets in the school. They like chicken nuggets. Their names are Jimmy and Timmy, and they are pack rats, just like Sam's grandmother.
I don't think she likes chicken nuggets.
They're not pack rats.
You're wrong.
They're ferrets.
Ferrets?
Ferrets.
Ferrets.
Two of them.
They love to steal stuff.
Anything.
It's in their nature.
They can't help it.
What are you guys talking about?
It seems that the Burmicks have released their pet ferrets in the school.
By accident.
Total accident.
Their names are Jimmy and Timmy.
I know what the Burmicks' names are.
No, the ferrets are named Jimmy and Timmy.
Mine is named Timmy after my brother.
Mine is named Jimmy after my brother.
You've got to help us find them.
Before Mr. Clacker finds out.
He'll kill us.
Both of us.
Vice principals aren't allowed to murder their students.
Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, might be allowed to do that.
Don't be ridiculous, Sam.
But we'll be in big trouble.
He warned us not to do anything else, or else.
You mean, like flattening the tires on all the bicycles? Did you do that?
We might have.
I think we did.
Okay, we did.
Or putting cartons of sour milk in the sousaphones?
It wasn't sour when we put it in.
It was still fresh.
And locking us in our lockers with super glue.
We didn't know you were in there.
No idea.
Why did you bring your ferrets into school?
It was a mistake.
Big mistake.
Who knew what would happen?
Not us.
I'll have to consider what to do.
What do you mean, Quentin? We caught them red-handed. They're responsible for the rash of robbings and the sowing of social discord. You spent all year trying to catch them doing something, and now you've done it. And they need to be punished. They'll spend the rest of their lives in Mr. Clacker's closet of punishment.
We're sorry.
Really sorry.
We're sorry for everything.
Even putting the rotten eggs down into the radiators.
Total mistake.
You did that?
Maybe.
Yes.
That was the worst. How would you like to clean rotten egg out of a radiator?
We had to do that once at home.
It was bad.
Forget Mr. Clacker and his dumb closet. He doesn't have to clean up. What you've really done is made things hard for my mom. What do you have against her?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We love your mom.
Both of us.
Well, you pick a weird way of showing it. It's like she spends half her time cleaning up your messes. You should see how hard she works.
We're sorry.
Again.
Stop apologizing to us. You can apologize to my mom. And maybe clean some lunch tables or something.
We can do that.
Both of us.
And you ought to catch the ferrets before they make a really big mess.
Great. But please...
Don't tell Mr. Clacker.
Maybe I won't. If you apologize to my mom.
Okay.
Hey, Quentin?
Yes?
Nice job figuring out who did it.
Yes! Well, just my job, you know. Detective for Justice.
Mine too. I'm the assistant.
Now we just have to catch the ferrets. I appreciated Sydney's unexpected compliment, but I was still disappointed in myself. I should have seen this earlier. But even the greatest of detectives, like Deke Benchley, sometimes misses clues. We had discovered the source of the rash of robbings and only had to tie up loose ends. Unfortunately, it would not be as easy as I hoped. Catching one ferret is difficult. Catching two, well, that requires a very skilled detective. As you'll see when you join me again. Until then, this is Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, bidding you adieu. That means goodbye, in French, which Deke Benchley speaks fluently.